of, I know it's moments. So it says in the Pasuk in Ayla, it's a deraisa in Ayla to rip somebody off. So a priest is telling me that he was in a store, he's buying popcorn. So he walks in, says, how much it costs? The guy says, eight shekel. Then a tourist walked in. Said in like broken or whatever language, you know. How much did it cost? 15. You know what I'm saying? So, Chris told him, you know, said to him in Hebrew, I'm like, that thing should have to look in Hebrew, you know, the guy just smiled. But I'll complain him, that's a classical case of Issa Deraisa. If you're ripping somebody off, he doesn't know the prices, he doesn't know the difference. So, that's going to be Issa Deraisa. And if you go more than the market value to rip somebody off, that's going to be derisive. And there's in America, like people like certain like I guess hargasha, like buyer beware, and like you could scam the guy. You know, he's doing well, and you ripped him off, good deal, good this. But api dinei Torah, if you're overcharging somebody, then that's going to be derisive. It applies both ways, overcharging or underpaying. For example, there are certain websites which find all like the glitches in other websites. You know, like the airline mistake, instead of charging $2,000, that comes up on like $200, and like everyone just like costs it very quickly. So bad Sam, if you're that could be an issue, because
very good.
Like that. Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. Okay, but
so by Corona, when they charge like all the money from the hand sanitizer or whatever.
To what?
In the beginning of Corona, they were charging like $45 for a bottle of hand sanitizer.
Oh, they got sold.
No, but that's a so we'll get to what's considered a price. Now it's considered a price. Everyone sells that. What's the set price? Remember, we're talking about there's a set price, guy walks in, charge him more. Or set price, guy makes a mistake, charges less. Now, when again, you want to know when again the things on the online, which they find out was mistakes, it depends. This says Dafka, it's just a misay, it's Dafka by Jews. For you to do to a guy, there's no way to know. So if you know your airlines makes a mistake, so then Rami is not a problem because. Being that it's only Isser by Jews, it's not going to Isser by Goyim. Hashem is halal. So, well?
That's always the price mistakes.
Why halal does a lot of times?
Like
okay.
One third to throw.
Halal now is owned by
a from Yid,
actually. Anything of any Mekach, any, you know, that would be an issue. And if you're dealing with a fray, it's so if they're apikoros, and then you might say Amcha, technically there's no Isser if they're Tinik Shanishbal. Then you know you'd have to be machmer. What's another case where it could come up? Maybe by a sreigim. You know, like they buy at a certain price, and then like a gevurish guy comes in, like and they charge him four times the price. Someone says to the guy, like, "What are you doing?" I said, "No, I'm doing a favor. If I want to charge $1,000 for that sreig, I wouldn't feel good about it." That's $1,000 that sreig. $200 that sreig. I don't know.
I heard my son's right there. His wife went to like a convention for therapy.
It is like a price, like you asked before about when they charge like $45 for hand sanitizers, and then this is like where it's a little bit challenging exactly how I do it. But basically, it's there's something called a shuk, how much things are sold for, what the market value is. What's considered a shuk? The shuk says if you go around the city and there's what people charge, and then that's all in the range. That's not going to be right now. Just because like there's a big supply and demand, everything works in supply and demand, right? Things, what did it cost now to rent the Buckham do right now? What they cost?
It's a big range. Between 600 to 1300,
1400. Okay, but, we'll get that in soon about, you know, how you figure that out. But anything which is there's a range where people sell it, like Microm sell it, and that's not a problem. It's only if you're out of that range or abnormal, something which is abnormally priced up higher or lower, then it's going to be considered high enough. But if there's a range, people sell more, people sell less, they fluctuate, that's not going to be considered high enough. And it's usually the cases are where the guy just doesn't know, the guy's clueless, or ready to give with like buying apartments. You have like these ladies who are like an older lady, 85 years old, she's moving out of her apartment, she's going to a nursing home, and she bought it in 1960 for, let's say, $70,000, and she's gonna sell for $200,000 for, you know, make three times the amount of money, which really worth $700,000 now. She had no clue. So that's something which is totally out of range, and therefore, we'll discuss a little character. But basically, whenever there's a range, not a problem, when you're all over out of have the range. Now, what are the halachas? There's, if you're up to a sixth more than the range, so then the halach is a Kenyan schal. If you charge a person a sixth more, then the halach is you're going to have to give back the money. As you pay back, let's say it costs six and you sell it for seven, so you have to give back the other one. If you're more than a sixth, more than the normal price, and then that's a bittul mekach. It's not chal. And the guy has the right to come back later on and say, I didn't know about this, and I could be mevatel to the mekach.
You know. Six is not
a area, though? So under six, the rush is masupik, right? Place come on night to that wouldn't be a supik. But there are very few things that are going to have it, because most things, a lot of things have a range. Now, a lot of times in Markolitz, in like stores like that, a lot of things are really wiping the floor with you. What do? Basically, they do is average, like these type of stores, they have a couple of items which are like a person normally buys, those are fairly priced. So you're working the first time, bread, milk, good price. You bought things you commonly buy, which is a good price. And they have the other items, like, marked up a tremendous amount. You're not sitting comparing, that's something you buy every day. You're not sitting comparing. So every market call it, they'll have, like, different items which are way out of their reach. And all stores do that, you should know.
It's a technique. It's a business technique.
It's a business technique. All stores do that. You walk into, computer place, they'll have certain things. Not computer place.
That's for Walmart. That's for Walmart.
Walmart
doesn't do that.
How do you know?
Well, it's in everything.
The whole thing is just a bit cheap
stuff. Okay, it could be. But most industries, that's what they do. They have like certain things like that, whatever. And like once you're in a store, you're going to shop and buy more things. Those things are going on. And it's not a reach because like all the stores, like cereal cores, 22 shekel. This store is 28 shekel. And the other store has a macaroni 4 shekel more than all the other stores. So that's you say they're being like this or by doing that. You know, if you ever own a department store, you ever own whatever, you have to make sure that you're tacking in the range. My brother had a nice like this. My brother wrote an art school book, Business Halacha. You ever see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, brother, art business halacha. So, when you do something with art scroll, they make the owner, whoever writes it, you're not allowed to make a deal that you sign it. You're never going to sell less than list price. Because really, the person who owns it could really undercut all the people selling it because he doesn't have any overhead and they can sell it much cheaper. So, you have to sign, you're never going to sell less than.
He owns the book.
Doesn't own the book. Art school has the rights. Let's say you put 1,000 of them. You hold on to 100 of them. So you want to sell them and make the money on 100 of them, right? So they make that the person who writes the book cannot sell less than the list price. The list price is $25. You can't go less than the list price. They started selling it, and then like somebody told them that you're not allowed to sell your book. Why? Because there's not one store in the world who sells list price. Even art school, I'm just like.
It's less than a bar.
Always less. Art school is always 10% off less price. They have a less price, 10% less. I don't know, maybe just feel like you got like a deal or something, but it's never, ever a less price.
Yeah, every store says less price, aren't price.
Right. So he's the only one selling it for the less price. So he chap, now let's sell his book.
It's the right stuff in each one.
I don't know he gets a certain amount of copies for free. Do you want to sell those or what?
I don't know, free or paid or whatever. He has a whole bunch of everything to write, say free. He gives some to distributors and some you hold to yourself. He has speaking games all around the world, right? So he flies to Detroit, so he brings some books to sell. You know, you have to.
Yeah, you write a cassette on each one. It's
to make it worth more, man.
It's not different. Who cares? The deal was that he can't sell less than list.
Okay, but who cares? Now he's selling you a book. So you're paying more than a sixth of the market value.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
Now it's the deal.
You're going and buying. Yeah, I'll say no. Because you're buying more than a six more than a market value.
How many stores are going to be selling at that price for it to be a market?
If a couple stores do, but there's not one store. Nowhere. No store. This price is a joke. You know, it's like...
You can't sell it less. What do you do?
Stop selling.
That's it.
Well?
It's done.
It's a problem, yeah. I don't know.
Let's go about it.
I called them up, I told them whatever, I don't know, maybe they swung a deal that'll give them $3, I don't know what they're saying. But the mindset, that's just like a, used to go buy. I had a friend of mine, he used to go to Gula, buy like necklaces, like cheap necklaces with 10 shekel, come to Rashkol and sell 100 shekel. No one was different, it's 100 shekel, I think it's like, oh, very cheap. I told him, it's a dice, it's a dice, you can do it, that'd be. I'm just considered a case.
Offering a convenience,
okay, fine. Now, so there is a concept of the mice, if you go to a Marcola, it costs more money than if you go to Osherat, right?
The highway is cheaper
than. Right, okay, so I guess. So, the two things. So, there's. Okay, let's go to the highway. So, get to the highway, the chat is that what's considered a shuk? A shuk is how far a person travels to buy this item. That's what we consider. What's market value? Something, like a friend just told me, this certain Markol, old boy, whatever, Markol, buying his house. The one in Soretskin is like 20% cheaper than buying his house. Same store. What's up, Shad? In Soretskin, there's competition. There's Osherat, and there's, well, there's no competition, right? Right, in this country went crazy. Found the Kaddish cheese shipped to America, right? From Tanuva was like half the price, and they're selling it over here. Pshat's over there, made a massive protest. Pshat's over there, there's competition. There's no competition. So, the way you figure out the price is it goes by the place where you are, where people shop for that, how far you shop for that. You're buying a bag of milk, you don't travel to all the way to somewhere else to get a bag of milk. Therefore, just because one city goes more expensive than the other one, it's not called that's like, no, it goes by where you travel. So, you're talking on the gas station and you want to buy a bottle. Or whatever it is, like three times the price. The pshat is because when you're outside the city, so you're not more than the people, you're not overpriced for people outside the city. Therefore, it's not going to be considered a problem. That's clear? No?
I mean, how far I wouldn't travel to buy Coke 5 miles outside the city then?
No, from outside the city, I wouldn't travel inside the city to buy Coke. So, therefore, the value of in order to be like, no, more than the shuk, the price of the shuk. What is the price of the shuk? The price of the shuk is how far a person travels. You're buying a suit, right? So, a person buys a suit, so you travel around to the stores around you, whatever, or maybe travel a little further to buy a suit. That all is considered the market value. Now, let's say there's only one suit store in, move out of town, there's one suit store in, pick a city. Phoenix. The one suit store in Phoenix. So, even if he charges 18 times the price of New York, but it's not Aina, because it's only Aina if you're more than the market value. The market value is that area, that city, that place where people shop. If you're more than what people are selling for, then it's a problem. If you're the only one who's selling it, then there's never something to be Aina. The chief of Mishnah Allah, somebody has a manuscript. There's nothing else like it. So there's no Aina on that, because you're not more than the market value. Market value is only when there are a lot of people selling it, and you're more than that. That's considered Aina. If there's no, shuk, then
art and watches.
What?
Like art and
art, right. There's no shuk for that, therefore it's not going to be a problem. So, when you get the gas station, number one, so there it's not going to be a problem because there's not a shuk of a lot of different stores around there which are selling if it's cheaper and he's more expensive. He's not around people, therefore it's not a problem. No, it's not clear?
Meaning
that
it's his own shuk.
It's own shuk, right. It's own shuk. Yeah. It's own shuk. What I did is also they say if you give me a different type of service, like you're saying, like a Marcola, the local store, the reason why it's going to be a little more expensive is because they're providing a service. They're coming to your door. It's right here. Which is something which is like Osherat in the middle of the city and it's a whole big thing. So there also that it could be a difference in pricing in Benegea.
Yeah, also if he's a highway
and what?
In Iowa could charge a lot more than a highway
right.
Than 95 because there's 10,000. Meaning there's a gas station every mile. So
every mile.
A gas station every 100 miles.
Right, 100%. 100%. Okay, so let's go through a couple of cases which would not have I know. So one case is the Marvin Zana Amiot that Avadim Shtaris by Christ, there's no I know. There's by Karka. Oh, there's one more case I got that. You familiar with the furniture packages?
What?
Furniture packages? Okay, furniture packages basically is, it's an unfortunate situation which is going on by the light. Basically, people come, they buy furniture when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they furnish an apartment. Let's say they spend $10,000, leave 4 years later, charge the next guy $10,000.
18?
10.
Same amount.
Even though it's used 4 years worth less, who cares? That guy stays 2 years, charge the next guy $10,000. So the guy, you know, 20 years down the line, he's buying his 20-year-old refrigerator, which like really works and whatever. And he's paying like $10,000, a crazy amount of money.
Refuse it?
Well,
yeah.
No. So why can't he refuse it? The guy says, look, if you want the apartment, I'll give it to you. If not, I'll find somebody else who's interested in it. I mean, it's such a supply and demand. Therefore, it's a very unfortunate situation going on by the younger lines. And the question is, like, so, you know, or not. You charge an old refrigerator, you're charging like price for a new one, and it's totally not worth it. So the reason why it's not I know is because I know is only if the person doesn't know. If I know I'm paying more money than it's worth, and I'm not paying it, I'm just paying it to get the apartment, so that's not going to be this I know. This I know is I think this is what it's worth, and you're ripping me off. It's worth more, it's worth less. But if we're not doing it, it's not a Bechlamacher vow, it's not what we're doing, so then that's not going to go into this or of this or I know. So maybe is the problem after El Kamaicha, it's not nice, yeah? But to say that's I know, that's this is the right, so it's only I know when you're trying to buy something for market value. When you're trying to buy market value, and you know it's not market value, and it's way overpriced, so then it's not going to be this or. If it's a little bit overpriced, then maybe, yeah. The guy thinks it's what it's worth, and it pays a little bit more.
Yeah, I know I'm doing it just to get
the apartment.
That's
not it. So, no, is it nice? No, is it to recommend people do it? No. I moved 4 times every time I didn't do it. I just like gave the furniture to Eliezer and counted it as a Meister deduction. But other people are very happy to get it. Okay, right, let's go to some exceptions where there are things to be like now. So, one case, I bought stars. Guys, over there, the lach is that there is no enough. So, what's the most common case? Karka. Bachem Diris, right? There's a big range in Bachem Diris. So, but Sam there's a miyot that there's no ina when you're dealing with karka. So, rentals, buying, is not going to be ina. There's a big machlok to Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Ramban, and other Rishonim say that which you say is no ina by karka, that just means that there's no din ina that we said before. If it's overpriced, you can return it. If it's a six, you get back the money. The din chishmish b'shabai doesn't apply, but the iser I know, the Rabban says it's still the iser. So if, therefore, even by karka, if I have an apartment and I'm paying way overpriced or way underpriced, so even though maybe I can't take the bez and get it back, but no, are you allowed to do it? The lala rishon holds that's aser. Tais me holds mutter. The lala rishon holds aser to do. So this is also very negay now, especially the apartment shot up in the last year or two. Such a supply and demand. Yeah, people in the neighborhood, one person is paying 8,000 shekel, one person is paying 4,000 shekel.
Same neighborhood?
Same neighborhood,
Mashko. Why are they not charging it? Why are they not waking up the $4,000 guys thing to 8 if they could
be shekel, they are not dollars. But why are they not doing that? Because they don't know. They're probably in America, they have chasars, they don't know exactly what's going on. They're charging 4,000 shekel. Now the guy's up.
Is it the guy that's charging 8 or the guy that's paying 4?
No, so it's like this. If anyone, so like this, the first guy went up to 8,000 from 4. All of a sudden, there's a big supply and demand, right? The first guy who like shot up the price, he's been going right now because that was not an accepted price. But once it took off, and like once one guy does it, goes once one guy pays it, the next guy pays it, the next guy pays it, everything goes up. So now, once if the disease is that 95% of apartments are paying 8,000, you're paying 4,000 shekel, then you're being like, so I know.
That's tell the landlord, calculate.
Yeah, I'm saying you'd have to do it. Kapshutai, if the pshat is that every landlord would know they would raise the rent, you have to know the mitzvah. Some people don't like raising rent. They mostly don't raise rent on a tenant. There is such a concept like that. The guys in Baldur's, they didn't raise the rent. Like that. 6 years I was in the apartment. They know the things go up in 6 years, right? You don't have to be. But if that's the mitzvah, yeah, I'll stay here and have to. Like, if it's a little bit overpriced, but if it's a. If it's a decent, then you can say the Babi Umdina, not the African person, always wants to raise their hand. But if it's seriously overpriced, yeah, that could be a very big issue. My brother told me businesses in Bezin and Gil all the time, when people sell businesses, always getting tied up in the guy. You know why? Because they're called for selling a business, a reason for it, right?
There's
a reason why you're selling your business, right? So if you're 85 and you're, you know, in a nursing home, you're selling it, okay, we can, and your kids aren't taking over, you can understand. If a guy's selling off a business, it's usually a reason why a person's selling off his business. And He says all the time. It ends up being the entire guy buys it and didn't realize, like, you know, the numbers weren't so exact what the guy said.
But that's different. That's already going to be a start of the dot. It's always going to be my kind of place.
What do you mean?
It's my kind of place.
Well, it wasn't worth it. He thought it was worth it. And so a lot of times it gets very complicated, he says, because a lot of times you sell a business. Let's say you sell Walmart, right? For, you know, $300 billion, right? Now, in Walmart, there's, like, a lot of real estate in Walmart, which is Carica. He said that we would hand us a lot of talto. So he says that that's very complicated. Like on the karka, we said in Pesach Mishpat, can you get it back? You can't get back the karka in Pesach Mishpat, right? There's only this, so there's no on the metalto. And yeah, he says it's like it's very complicated business, like splitting it and figuring it out. And now, one way to put that up is if a guy scams you, rips you off, you're supposed to return the item right away. If you wait after you know, or the time you could have found out how much it's worth, that's considered mechila, and you can't give it back.
And is he
not open? Maybe it's a visitor, but you can't. You only give it back if right away, if at the time which you could have found out, that's in a window of opportunity where a person can find out, is it worth it now, worth it? Then, once you pass that time, then, the more, because example, you have time to show it to somebody else, ask them, is it worth it or not? So if you have a reason why you didn't do it, then it's not me, but but one thing's sure, once if you got scammed, you're not allowed to use it. You can't use it, and if you use it, then it's going to be wrong. I guess very quick. So come, basically he said, you know, it's charging more than the market value, up to 6 is mechila, 6, you have to give back the money, more than a 6, it's a bit of mecca. Now, but I know the tricky part is really figuring out what's considered a price, but there are kind of anything which people in the city do that's considered a price. A couple examples we give is, the guy doesn't know, like the case of, you know, the tourists who just charge more, the esrig, right, those are classic. Or the Mercola, when they try to, you know, they rip you off. Some places, like, you know, they sell your printer cheap, but the ink they rip you off. They scam you on the ink, and they have to use their ink, and they charge, like, no, not much. So that's also another case. And there's a, that would be a case of consider that would be considered, I know. If you something have, I know, so you have to go ahead and return it, by the way. If you're providing a different service, like, it's, so different servers, like, then it's not going to be said I know. Who did it if you're like out of the city, it's a separate shock, that wouldn't be I know. In case you don't have another, a Vod, the Mishtar, the Kais, Gratis, is Khalip and also trading. Happens all the time because they trade things, and afterwards, it's a little shove, it's not worth it. A guy once traded, a guy once went to China, bought two ties very, very cheap, came back, and a guy like wanted his tie, trade like, you know, cost nothing, you know, for an expensive tie. The mice says Khalipin is not considered Aina. It's only enough. If it's like a Mecca, Khalipin would not be considered.
Is there also that by
Khalipin? I think Mappin, I remember that 100%. Karakui said there's a Kipshu, the Grandmaster Shaina, but there's no whatever. And something which he did do on Das Hashavi is like big furniture packages. That so because of furniture packages, if you charge a little bit more and he thinks he's paying the right price, then there'll be Aina. But it's a lot more, it's way over, and he knows not the right price, so then that's going to be okay.